A lot of options when it comes to buying flowers, and I know that, you know that, but why not go to the best, the Rose Authority, especially Valentine's time. 1-800-FLOWERS is what I'm talking about. These bouquets are awesome, and she's going to be like, whoa. 1-800-FLOWERS has the best deals on all the Valentine's essentials that you need. Right now, let's go here specifically. 18 red roses, $29.99. Or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. They are picked at their peak. They are shipped overnight. They will ensure freshness to whomever your loved one is you're sending them to. Going to love it. 18 red roses, $29.99. Upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. But the offer expires today. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than the Rose Authority. 1-800-FLOWERS.com. 18 red roses, $29.99. Or upgrade to 24 for $10 more. Go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com/bones. 1-800-FLOWERS.com/bones. Don't wait to wow. Order right now.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Show. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. Man, by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
If you want to be smarter, use your middle name more because people will think so. Like, I'd be, hey, welcome to the Bobby William Bones Show.
Oh.
Dang, that does sound smarter. Sounds like an NPR show. Good morning. Welcome to the Bobby William Bones Show.
Oh, okay.
How you feel about that?
So you use the whole thing, not just the initial. You just go for the
whole. Well, it says emphasizing your middle initial or in full name. Okay, welcome to the Bobby W. Bones Show.
Mm.
W. William. W actually has more syllables. It's harder to say. Mm.
Unless you go
My mom used to yell at me, Bobby William. And I'd be like, uh-oh. Like, there was a whooping following Bobby William. If she would yell Bobby, mm-hmm. No.
The full name.
If she yelled Bobby William, there's a whooping that followed, for the most part. Because there's no reason you need to yell that middle name unless it was like, when my dog uses the bathroom on the carpet, there's a different tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I was about to say, does your dog have a middle name?
No, but isn't it? But he is listed oddly as Dusty Bones on all. Because the first time I took him to the vet, they didn't know my real name.
Uh-huh.
And I just took him in, it was a puppy, and they just listed him as Dusty Bones. So anytime his records have been transferred,
yeah.
That's what his name is, Dusty Bones.
That's cute.
Legally. So the Bobby W. Bones Show.
Mm.
That sounds like a Christian singer, kind of like as a Michael W. Smith.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd like to do a little praise song here, if you wouldn't mind.
Bobby W. Bones.
Well, you're Amy E.
Mm-hmm.
sounds like a rapper.
That
sounds like an 80s pop singer.
Oh.
And now Amy E, everyone.
Taking the stage.
Going to the mall with my girls. Eddie, what's your middle name?
Louie. It is. Why are y'all laughing? Y'all don't know this?
I thought it was Luis.
So your name is Eduardo okay. Louie?
But it's pronounced Louie.
I thought it was Eduardo Luis.
It is, but it's pronounced Louie.
You should go Luis.
I didn't know that, but I really thought it was Eduardo Luis.
Yeah.
My Thank grandpa's now, name was Louie, though. Shout
now
out.
Now you know.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what's your middle name?
Jackson.
Box. Your middle name is Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Your middle name is Jackson for real, or are you making that up?
Making it up because I'm...
Oh, I was going to say. Why? Okay.
Tell us your real middle name. We just did.
Do
or
I
your
know
initial
it? Is
something?
Your middle name Elizabeth?
How'd you know that?
What? You're not telling us your middle name?
What
no.
is it?
Is it like Pauline?
Why would it be Pauline?
I don't know. Why are you embarrassed to say? Oh,
easy. No, well, what happened?
She was trying to steal my money.
No, to get your license.
Okay.
Oh.
Duh. She's not stealing your money. She's trying to look at your ID.
Oh, like, hey, why are you trying to take my cash?
Our web producer Nada tried to rob you during this show.
Yeah. And, out of
that's
nowhere.
Where your mind goes.
We got to start this show. All right.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A Facebook page helped a toddler live. It connected a toddler who needed a kidney transplant to a woman that was just a friend of a friend of a friend because the mom said, hey, I need a kidney transplant for my kid. And so it kept getting shared and she said, well, let me go see if I match. She didn't know them.
Oh, my.
So she went and volunteered and matched and then gave part of a kidney. That's it. Like, there's no connection.
Oh, I guess part of it. I'm wondering. Yeah, and two, I didn't know adults and, like, little could give kidneys to little. I thought you'd be, like, similar
kidney.
To the shade. Okay.
Yeah, they just take part of it. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, Facebook, you did something right finally. Nice work. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Louisiana. They declared a state of emergency. 4 tornadoes touched down in the New Orleans area. Dozens of people were injured. To help out, go to redcross.org. In other news, the New England Patriots had their victory parade in Boston yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up. Police said there were arrests, but for the most part, everyone behaved themselves. And finally, in recall news, some dog food has been recalled due to possible contamination. Evinger's hunk of beef dog food. If you have it, take it back for a full refund.
I was driving up this morning and I see a humongous white truck outside. You see the truck?
No. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
It's a monster truck. Oh. And I was like, where is this truck coming from? And so Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, is going to be part of the show for the next few months until he goes back to the Colts.
Oh,
it's a football team, Indianapolis Colts.
I know. He's the upside down quarterback. I know, Matt.
Deep snapper. Is that Matt's truck, the big white truck? Is he in there?
I guess so, yeah.
Matt, is that your truck?
10-4.
That's the biggest truck I've ever seen. Is it a rule in the NFL you have to have a big truck? Like, if you drove like a Prius in the NFL, would they give you a hard time?
Oh, for sure.
He
said for sure.
That's how I drive.
Well,
I drive a small sedan just to show them how manly.
Okay.
It's a huge truck. And so I saw it driving in. And then I pulled in and saw your truck bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. And then realized I have the smallest car for the entire show. Mm-hmm. Which just shows you how confident I am in masculinity.
Not talking
about you, Matt. I'm sure you're confident in your masculinity. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Good. And I'm trying to start no beef here. Mm-hmm. What'd you do yesterday?
I went to the fabric store. I think I'm going to pick back up my sewing skills. Did you know I can sew?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
You have so many hobbies, from bass guitar to gardening.
No, remember in college I had my own purse business. You know that.
I didn't know you in college, but you did tell me that, yes.
But you know that. So I spent a lot of time at the fabric store and then just ran errands and different stuff.
Did you go to Hobby Lobby?
No, I didn't go to Hobby Lobby. Man. I should have, though.
And be like, I know Bobby. Yeah. They'd have been like, come on in, big discount.
What'd you do?
I'm a member of some big board. I had to go to a board meeting yesterday for a couple hours. And then I ended up, at the end of the night, going to yoga, right? Because I pretty much had run all day. I did some book press.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, my paper book is just $10 on Amazon right now.
It's only $10.
It's only $10 because paperback comes out on the 14th. But I went and did yoga and almost vomited in the class.
Ooh.
I was tired and it was hot.
Yes, that'll do it.
And I posted on my Snapchat. I was like, I think I'm the most awkward person here. I didn't think much about it. And I go to yoga and I leave and the teacher was like, you weren't the most awkward person. And I was like, huh? Apparently she follows me on Snapchat.
Oh. You're like, so who is the most awkward?
Whatever. No, I was just like, oh.
That's weird.
Those people are so cool at yoga. Like,
yeah.
I don't expect them to
follow you.
Me? Not. Yeah, I'm like the lamest ever.
That's weird.
It is weird. They're very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So I did that. Went to bed late last night. Dog was sick. Mm. Yeah.
Now it's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Wednesday, and it's time for your good news.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to tell you something good. Remember Ray Johnstone, the 85-year-old? He got online and was like, I just need a fishing buddy. Like, I'll help pay for stuff. He has one. 22-year-old guy. They've been fishing a lot together lately. And he's like, it's just fun. I have somebody to go fishing with. Like, there isn't a crazy part of the story. It's just that so many people responded to his ad just looking for somebody to go fishing with that he has this one guy and they've been on multiple trips together. And he's like, it's nice to have somebody to hang out with. So,
love it.
Yeah, that's cool. Amy, what do you have?
Well, I have a shout out to Kay Hodges. She's a 97-year-old nurse who is defying the rules of age.
How old is this nurse?
She's 97.
Mm.
She finished nursing school
in 1941.
And she is the oldest licensed registered nurse in New Jersey. And she's a poster girl for people. You know, if you stay active and productive, you can continue working at an advanced age.
I love that she's still working. I bet you, though, some of her things are scaled back a bit.
Her duties?
Yeah. Like, I bet she doesn't get needles and stuff. But I love the fact she's still working.
She said she wants to leave this earth with her boots on.
She's still alive.
Like, and working.
Working
and nursing.
Is a thing. Whatever. But she's still alive at that age. That's amazing.
I find it inspiring.
Lunchbox?
Aaron Nichols was at the grocery store, no relation to Joe Nichols, and there was a lady in front of him. She was trying to check out of the grocery store. Her debit card wasn't working for some reason. They couldn't get it to read. She looked stressed out. Aaron steps up, says, don't worry about it. Pays for her groceries. Someone took a picture, and all the comments are just like, oh, what a great guy. And he's like, look, I was just trying to do something nice.
Look, and I'm not Joe Nichols' cousin. So
that's right.
Stop with that.
Because I thought that was the
case. Yeah, because none of us thought that at all. Everybody in the room looked at each other like, why did he?
I just wanted to make sure you didn't think they were any related.
It's a pretty common last name.
Yeah.
No.
Nichols?
Yeah.
I know two. Aaron and Joe.
I know.
There's a Nichols sports reporter. Yeah. Rachel. I don't know. Don't get me started. I don't know. There's your good name. It's a good story. There you go. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones. That Harambee Cheeto.
Yeah.
Remember Harambee? They shot the ape.
The gorilla?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I get mixed up on
gorilla. Is it chimpanzee or gorilla?
Well, it's a gorilla.
Huge one.
And it sold for $100,000, a Cheeto that looks like that ape.
That's so crazy.
I don't really, that can't be real though, right?
I don't know.
Like, they're probably just messing with it, making the price. Because it's a little Cheeto. It looks like a gorilla climbing a tree. Bidding on the cheese snack started at $11 because someone said, look, it looks like Harambee. And it ended with a $99,900 bid. And so, I mean, this can't be real.
Yeah, or it's a I don't know, someone was trying to put in $99?
No, it's not that. People get on eBay and they jack prices up and then they have to start the auction all over again. Are you an eBay or Lunchbox?
I eBay sometimes. I bought clothes off there. I got a pair of nice jeans for $12 off there one time, and they lasted 10 years.
Wow.
Not bad. But yeah, I'll do some eBaying, but now they have the buy it now option. That's awesome. So you don't have to sit there and wait and try to outbid, but because it gets expensive because you're like, ooh, just one more dollar, and then $50 later.
Yeah. Does your mom still sell on eBay?
Every day.
Like, that's her job, right?
That is her job. She sits there and she collects books. And she gets series, and then she puts them on the eBay, and that's how she makes her money.
On the eBay.
So does she have, like, she goes and she packages them up, takes them to the same store, they know what to do. Like, does she have kind of a formula?
Yeah, well, now you can weigh it at your house and print the thing off, and the mailman will pick it up from the house, so she doesn't have to go to the post office anymore.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she sets it up, like, she has a nice little background, a sheet, like, all set up.
To take the pictures for eBay.
Because she wants to make them look better than just a picture of the book, and she tries to write a little story with the book to like make parents like, oh yeah, my kid will like that book series. And she does Green Eggs, Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham, all those. Yeah, she goes to garage sales, buys them for a nickel, sells them for $50.
Really?
Boom, what?
Profit. Yeah.
Wow.
So on, because I used to do garage sale on my grandma growing up. Does she go through the paper, or are the yard sales on the internet now?
She goes through the paper. My dad still gets paper every day.
And so she goes through in circles and makes her route.
Yep, they make their route for Saturday morning, and they go, and they also go to thrift shops, like to go buy books, and like if a library's closing or a library's having a sale, they go there and they get them for a nickel. It's awesome.
Wow.
But the only problem is, if a fire ever starts in my parents' house,
boo,
it's over in about 2 seconds because they have thousands upon thousands of books.
Is there a room in your house of just books?
My old bedroom?
Yeah.
You can't even go in it. It's just all books.
And so she sets it up and then sells them.
Yep, just sells them, packs them. She has a bubble wrapping station in one room and like little peanuts.
Sounds like a factory in your house.
Yeah, one woman factory.
Wow.
Did anybody
not know this?
I didn't know this at all.
Interesting, right?
So interesting.
So if you have extra books, like your kid books, send
them
to me.
We have thousands.
Give them
thousands?
To me.
No, dude, set up a bag drop and make.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Social franchise.
Go against her. No.
Oh. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Super Bowl 51 was the most watched show of the week, with 111 million people tuning in. 61 million stuck around for the post-game interviews, and then 17.6 million gave 24 Legacy a try.
Yeah, by the time it came on, it was so late. Well, for us, it was so late. But it looked pretty good. I never even watched the first 24, and I thought that second one looked good. I just have too many TV shows right now.
I know.
I can't get into another one.
It's hard. So speaking of football, the Patriots, Tom Brady, evidently Giselle would like for Tom to retire today if it were up to her. But he says it's not going to happen. He hopes to play another 5 years or so because he's having so much fun.
Yeah, I think they want to extend him another 3 to 5 years is what I read. And he wants to do it. And he's 39 right now. And he plays in an offense where it's pretty good quarterback offense. Like, he didn't get hit a whole lot.
Okay, they protect him?
Yeah, well, it's also a very quick release. You know, they're throwing the ball quick.
Yeah. gotcha.
Whatever. Moving on.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds guinea.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pierre, South Dakota. South Dakota lawmakers were at the Capitol earlier this week when they were debating should they allow guns at the Capitol, concealed weapons. And one lawmaker said yes because police wouldn't respond in time to an emergency. So he hit the panic button just to test response time.
Yeah.
To prove his point.
How fast did it take him?
Under 5 minutes, but he caused a panic at the Capitol because they thought there was a situation. No charges were filed, though.
Like, what happened during the panic?
Like, police swarmed the building.
They did swarm in under 5 minutes.
But it was just a drill, his own drill.
Are you saying you shouldn't go and do your own drills?
Probably not. Let's let everybody in on the loop.
Well, did he say I'm going to do a panic alarm?
No. He just hit it to prove his point because he wanted guns allowed on the Capitol grounds.
Under 5 minutes, or did he prove it?
No, he thought it would take him over 5 minutes.
Still, though.
I don't know.
Prove
his point.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
I posted a picture on my Instagram last night of The Rock doing squats with a bar that had a pad on it. Because holy cow, did I get made fun of yesterday. Because I posted a picture of me doing, I wasn't even doing squats. I was just standing at the bar. And every listener had something to say about how big of a wimp I was. And so I found a picture of The Rock using
a bar pad.
So I feel like I'm The Rock today.
Mm-hmm. So it's fine now.
And then they started going, well, at least you're not wearing gloves. I wear gloves sometimes too. And so I didn't say that on Instagram, but when I exercise, I like to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There's an update from that. So that was the update, is that I don't care. I'm just me. I use a pad when I do squats, and I use gloves sometimes when I need gloves.
Perfect.
Another one was, yesterday on the show, we talked about, and this was just a scenario that I brought in for my personal life. And I said, hey, here's what happened. I hadn't seen my girlfriend in like 4 days because I was on the road doing stand-up, and she was on the road opening for Brad Paisley. So we didn't see each other for a while. And she goes, hey, I missed you. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. She's like, hey, did you miss me? I said, no, because we didn't have time to miss each other, and we talked every day. It wasn't like a month. We were a month away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said out loud, should I have lied? Or should I have just told the truth and said, I like it better when you're around, but no, I didn't miss you. It wasn't enough time. Mm. Amy, got to be honest with you. I haven't missed you since yesterday's show.
Yeah. Well, I haven't missed you either.
Good. See? Honesty.
Yeah. Oh,
and so the listeners just trashed me on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they were like, first of all, I wouldn't talk about that on the air. Well,
we talk about everything.
That's a problem. Yeah. Like everything comes out. But yeah, I pretty much got hammered on Facebook. And I shouldn't have looked at Facebook. I don't look at Facebook most of the time. And I'll go over if I do venture over into that swamp. And I don't a lot. And if I write something, I'll sign it like BB so they know it's me and not a show.
Yeah.
And I wrote and then I got away. I hit and run.
Mm.
Hit and run. Boom. Out.
Little swamp run.
Reply. Out. Yes. Okay. So, but then we talked about it. I saw her yesterday.
Uh-huh. And what'd she say? See, yeah, I wanted to know what she thought about hearing that. And then also I have a question because I thought about it last night.
Again. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
She said, I would never want you to lie to me.
Perfect. I get that.
But I think maybe her feelings were a little bit hurt. But she was like, I would rather have honest hurt feelings than not.
Sure.
There was never supposed to be any hurt feelings. She said, did you miss me? I said, miss you? No, but I like being with you. It was just a whole thing.
You just don't.
And then this.
The fact that you're not capable, I don't think you allow yourself to miss someone or something.
You're probably right there. Yeah. I don't miss anybody.
So, yeah, there's that. Then I also was wondering, have you ever, before you have parted ways with someone, you know you're not going to see someone for a few days, or like I would say, even if my husband is leaving for a few days, I may be like, I'm going to miss you. Like, I'm giving you a hug. I'm going to miss you. So I'm
No,
I don't really know yet if I'm going to, I still say that. Have you ever said?
No. Never.
No?
I'm a guy I'm independent. I'm like Beyonce, independent woman part two. Destiny's Child.
Okay. You can still be independent and miss people.
I don't know. I mean,
wow. So you've never like pre-missed someone.
I'm out on the pre-missed boat. I did say because she leaves again today to go back out on the road again.
Yeah.
And so she came over last night and I saw her this morning. I mean, she woke up, made me breakfast, which is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to miss that. Listen, I'm going to miss that. I do miss that.
Yeah. Okay. So, make that clear. Oh my gosh.
I did say.
You better. This is.
Before I left, I did say, hey.
What?
I already miss you. I'm just kind of kidding a little bit.
Of course you're making a joke. You're trying to, what you do, you poke fun.
Diffuse situations.
Yes, with humor.
Yeah.
You use humor to deflect.
I'm in a great relationship. If you tell me I need to lie in order to keep it great,
no,
I will.
I'm not saying you need to lie. I'm saying you need to figure something out because you are going to miss her making you breakfast and you're going to miss her company. Like, that's messed up.
I do. Because she'll wake up.
Mm-hmm. So nice of her. Thoughtful.
When I wake
up.
Oh, yeah. The best. I do. Mm-hmm. I miss coming home and there's not a Werther's original next to my bobblehead.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, I know, I miss that.
You're a catch.
I never said I was a catch. I know I'm a mess. But that was an update from yesterday too. We did have a talk about it. And if she's ever gone for like a week or 2 weeks or something, I'd probably be like, dang, I miss you. 3 or 4 days, just not enough time to miss.
It's not.
And I'm busy. Like, I'm going boom, 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 one thing to the next. And so is she.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
Everybody on Facebook was so mean to me.
Is your next book going to be about, like, dating tips?
Huh. You don't want that. Why do you... Whatever.
No, I mean...
I'm going to play a song.
You could be starting a new thing where people just, you know...
What, be honest with each other? I hope that's the new thing, everyone.
No, I'm not saying... I mean, if you really feel like you didn't miss her, but I just think that it's something... It's rooted deeper to where you probably did miss her. You're just not allowing yourself to. So it's fine. So you're kind of lying to yourself.
Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina, will you please hop on the air?
Yes, I am with you, Bobby. My husband was actually deployed last year, and yeah, of course I missed his physical person every single day, but so we got to talk a lot over that. It's like 7 months, and some days I was just really busy because I'm an event coordinator, so sometimes I just felt bad saying, you know what, I can't talk to you right now. I know you're thousands of miles away, but I've got to go. I'm super busy, and I just don't have time to talk and, like, miss you right now.
I'm a big believer in honesty. So if you want to be honest, we FaceTime 4 times every day. We're good.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add about any other books that I might write that are just jabs at my personal life?
What?
Go ahead.
That's not a jab.
Hmm.
No, I'd read it. If it's $10.
Yeah. I got something for you here. Never gonna get it. All right, this is a tough one. 75% of us Americans have one of these in our houses, but they don't work. All right? Think about that. We're talking about 3/4. 75% of Americans have one of these in the house, but they don't work. Never gonna get it. Wow, Eddie jumps in quick.
I got something.
Yeah? Amy.
Flashlight.
Oh my goodness, that's it.
What?
Shut up.
That's a great one.
What'd you have?
I have a lot of flashlights that don't work.
Did you have that too?
I had a garage door opener.
Oh, I gotta do another question now. Dang.
Sorry. I didn't know.
That's the first time anyone's ever nailed one from the very beginning. You nailed it.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't be sorry. You did a great job.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Luckily, I have another one ready for you. All right. Americans throw out over 3 billion of these every year, and the reason is we just don't like the old ones. Okay? Americans throw out 3.5 billion of these. That's a lot. But the reason is we just don't like the old ones. Hang on to your answer. I'm not letting you ruin this one, Amy.
Okay.
You're too good at this game. You're too good. The Bobby Bones Show. I need to give away the phone number, right?
Yeah.
I forget. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
877-77-BOBBY. That's the phone number if you want to play Never Gonna Get It. All right, the question is, we as Americans throw out 3.5 billion of these a year, mostly because we don't like the old ones. Vinny in Virginia. Morning, Vinny.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous.
What do you think about this?
I had a couple different ideas, but my first one was plastic water bottles.
Oh, no, not plastic water bottles. Although I will commend Amy. She does come in with the same mug every day. Very environmentally friendly.
Thank you.
I think it's very, very, it's, I mean, you're not Lunchbox. Who is by far the biggest recycler on the show? Like, that's your thing.
That's my thing. I pick up paper, make sure it gets in the recycle bin every day.
Are you still feuding with the recycle guy?
I haven't seen the recycle guy, but he still picks up my recycling once a month. And, I mean, I guess we got over our little tiff that we had at Christmas where he left the tip envelope, but he still does a good job and picks up my recycling.
Are you still, like, one cart behind? Because you know how forever you filled it up, but you had so much more garbage that you couldn't put out there, so you leave it
behind.
Well, I
got a second cart.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so you called the city and they brought a second cart, so now I got two carts. And when they only come once a month, it's hard to fit it all in two carts. Mm-hmm.
Does that cost extra?
Yeah, it's like $3 or something, but it's worth it to save the world.
Mm. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. You're pretty much a superhero, like trash man.
I am, and it frustrates me. Like if I go to Eddie's house and he just has stuff in the trash, like aluminum cans, and I'm like, come on. And he's like, well, my recycle bin's full. Well, then put it in a side room and save it for the next time.
Lunchbox is very passionate about recycling.
Yes,
if you're new to the show, Lunchbox, he's serious.
He's been known to take things from state to state.
His car is full of garbage, but that's only just a center to hold the recycling until...
Right, until I go and put it in the can. And so it frustrates me that Ray, he has a bunch of paper in that room, and he just throws it in the trash can.
Hey, what do I do?
You put it in the recycle bin that we have right by you.
That's right. I have two trash cans to my side. One for garbage, two for recycle.
Garbage?
Yep. Garbage.
Yep. Never going to get it. Brian in Wisconsin. The question is, we as Americans throw billions of these, mostly because we don't like the old ones. What do you think it is, Brian?
I think it's pens.
It's pens. No, not pens. I had a friend get me a pen as a gift once.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice pen. And I was like, oh, I got a pen. This is cool. And then I Googled how much it was.
Yeah.
It was like almost $200. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you doing spending that kind of money on a pen? And I still have it. I don't even want to use it because I don't want to waste the good ink. Because I feel like the ink's made of, like, you know, orphan goat blood or something.
Oh, yeah, and that's expensive.
And that's got to be expensive.
Yeah.
Something made like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not pens. But will pens even exist in 10 years?
Good question. I mean, pencils are still around. So.
Kind of. Not really.
Really?
When you do grab a pencil, aren't you like, whoa, a pencil?
And it has an eraser.
Eddie.
I have a lot of pencils at home.
You have kids in school? Is that why?
Yeah. And they use pencils because they make a lot of mistakes.
Oh, so there you go.
So I think they're going to be around for a little bit.
I disagree. We're going to be all iPadded up and fingers and tenure. Everything's going to be on the screen with our fingers.
Not my kids.
I know. I know. They won't, Eddie. Eddie's kid's not getting Facebook until he's 18 years
right,
old.
Right, 18. Out of the house.
What about the young one? When does he get Facebook?
Probably 18.
Probably 15.
It's going to be a little less, I bet.
Yeah.
He's going to be younger.
Yeah, he'll be like 17 and a half. Yeah. I'll give you a shot at it. Americans throw out 3.5 billion of these every year. The reason is we just don't like the old ones. Never gonna get it. Amy, go ahead.
Towels.
Ooh. No. Oh, Lunchbox, let's go, buddy.
Easy. Batteries.
Oh, no. Eddie, come on.
Christmas ornaments.
Christmas ornaments.
Oh.
Don't like the old ones.
Oh. Nah, that's not it. Let's go over to Mike in Northern Virginia. What up, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm good. What do you think this is?
I think it's socks.
Socks.
Oh, good one.
It is not socks. No. Call us, 877-77-BOBBY. I don't know if this prize is any good. I have a box of books over there, my book. Should I just sign it and give it to a listener? Is that a cool prize or no?
Yeah.
The whole box? Yeah.
No, not the whole box.
A book.
A book.
Oh,
because awesome. I don't know what we have to give away because we never know our prizes.
Is it the paperback one?
It is.
Oh. Can I have one?
No, for listeners.
Oh. I don't have one
you
of your
have
books.
One too
I gave
you
them
want.
All away.
You can have one, too. I don't care.
Okay.
They sent me a bunch of them.
Okay.
But anyway, never going to get it. All the phone lines die off because nobody wants a prize.
They're like, we wanted Sherry's berries.
Yeah. Never going to get it. We throw out billions of these because we just don't like the old ones. I don't think you're going to get it. Jessica.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. You're in North Carolina. What do you think it is?
It is magazines.
Oh. No, it's not magazines. I think I would throw those out a little more than once a year. Amy, what do you have?
Tupperware.
Oh, no. Lunchbox.
Oh.
Mattresses.
Eddie.
Toothbrushes.
No, I'm going to take one more round here.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. Good.
Benjamin and Virginia Beach. Hey, Benj. Benj. Like I know.
Benji.
Hey, Benj.
Like
air freshener. No, that's not right. Go ahead, Amy. Have another stab or no?
I guess I'm out.
Okay. Anybody?
Yeah, one more.
Go ahead.
Cups.
No, lunch.
Books.
Now, I got something for you here.
It's something in your closet.
Shoes.
Oh, hangers.
Now we're just spitting stuff out there.
The answer is wire hangers.
Oh.
Lunchbox, who would you like to win the prize? What line? Because I have three lines up here.
Oh, obviously line two.
Line two. All right. Hey, Cindy in North Dakota, how are you?
Oh, my God. Whoop, whoop. I'm great.
You whoop, whoop. You're right. Hey, I'm going to let you win because Lunchbox nailed the answer here.
Perfect.
So I'm going to... Listen, I wrote a book. It's in paperback next week, but I can send you one signed if you want it, or you can have nothing. Like, you can have one of the two options. Which would you rather have?
Book.
Okay, just make it sure. Because, I mean, whatever. I'd love to send it to you. I just, you know.
Just want to make sure.
If you want to order it on Amazon, it's only $10. It comes out on the 14th.
For all you, all those other people on the line who didn't get picked.
I actually feel good about it only. I told you yesterday, I feel good that it's only $10. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's worth $10. When it was $16, I don't think it's worth it. $10, it's worth it. So I wrote a book called Bare Bones. Comes out in paperback next Tuesday. But you can order it now. I'm going to tell you a story. Woman goes to the doctor. She says she woke up. Oh, man. There was like a tingling sensation like in her like nose cavity. She could feel it.
I'm like trying to prepare myself for what you're going to tell me was inside of her head.
And she wakes up and she's extremely uncomfortable. And she was like, I just tried to shrug it off. She took medicine, like over-the-counter stuff. So the doctors do a scan and they find a cockroach inside of her skull.
No.
And it was close to her brain, but they got it beforehand. It was squirming when they pulled it out.
Stop mm-hmm. with the details like that.
It was alive. It did not want to come out. It had climbed up through her nose.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it went through the nose or the ear.
Through the nose.
Oh, man.
Oh. Does everybody feel that like gross tingle in their nose right now? Yeah. Good morning.
Golly.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
With Michelle in Naples. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Bobby.
What's going on?
Well, I just have a question. When you're away for 4 days, do you miss your dog?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oh, we still hung up on this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell your dog you miss him?
Oh, yeah. I tell my dog I love him. Like, I'm like, I miss you. I love you. You're my one and only. Sometimes I sing to him. I'll pet him on his head and be like, you're my inspiration. Oh, man. I love that dog.
That is a really good point.
That dog has been with me 13 years,
though. We know where she ranks now.
Oh, well, yeah. But I think going into the relationship, you have to know that you rank below the dog.
Because I've had my dog 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my entire adult life has been with my dog growing together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I look him in the eyes. And I take my fingers and I scratch his head above his eyes. And I go, you're the reason for my life. You're my inspiration. Man, he loves it too.
I bet.
I took him to the groomer yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Pfft, hates that. Like, he had to get his nails were way too long. I don't trust myself.
No, yeah,
I want to give
either.
A gold. We should do this. Everybody think of somebody you want to give a gold star to. Like, gold star, boop. I want to give a gold star to, I don't even know the person's name, but they trim my dog's nails and there was no bleeding.
Oh.
A lot of times, they come back and his nails are bleeding. So gold star to the groomer that trimmed my dog's nails and no bleeding. Give me your gold stars in a bit.
Okay.
You don't have to do it right now. But he was terribly sick last night. I think he gets so freaked out by the groomer. And having to go be there for like 6 hours and be he was up all night. I was up all night with him. He was peeing everywhere. Like my closet smells like, it's basically like a pee chamber. Like, welcome to my dog's pee chamber. And so I'm going to have Zero Reds come back out and clean the carpet again. No, he's just old. He's 13, which in human years is probably like 70. So if I'm 70 and I'm peeing in the closet, let me be. Like, I appreciate you guys letting me be.
Okay.
Because that may just be my thing.
Being in closet.
Yeah. Well, just wherever. Like, I don't think he can hold it. But he's learned how to open a door to the, I need to get a baby.
Yes.
Cage.
Lock. Yeah.
And put it so he can't. But then I'm afraid he's going to pee next to my bed.
Hey, it's okay. You love him. You know?
I do. And I'm right. You know, I've been here at this show. Like, man, I've been gone for like 3 hours from home. I miss him.
That is so crazy how that just rolls off your tongue. No problem.
Oh, I love him. I miss him. Oh, it's my 13 years, man.
Mm-hmm. So is that how long it takes? So, I mean, Lunchbox and I have known you, been with you for like years and years
and
years. 13. You don't miss us?
Yeah, I think Lunch has been 13 years. Hey, I miss you when you're gone, Lunch.
Liar. There was hesitation in your voice, inflection. It was.
When did we get together?
2003.
Yeah.
That's 14 years. If there's ever like If we're ever like apart for at least a year or so, I miss you.
Okay,
a year.
We just haven't been apart for a year. Yeah, we see each other all the time.
Wow.
We're good. Everybody, I want your gold stars coming up. If you listening, you have a gold star you want to give somebody, you can. It's like, you know, when you're a kindergarten, they put a little star on your little chart. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. Also, somebody said something on Twitter, and they regret it big time, and they're living up to their bet, and it's hilarious. Do you know what it is?
No, you mean someone on the show?
No, no. Somebody kind of famous.
Okay.
They said something on Twitter, and they were like, if this happens, I'll do blank.
Okay.
And it happened, and now they have to do it, right. And it's LOL. So, or now since it automatically emojis, crying laughing emoji.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So a thing around here is hot chicken.
Yeah.
And so today and throughout the next couple few months, Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL, he's coming to sit in and learn how to be on the radio. He's going to be part of our team. And so I guess he did the whole hot chicken experience. Hey, Matt, what did you do? How hot was the chicken? Like, I have hot chicken, but you're
lukewarm.
Yeah, good or bad?
Average.
Ah.
Wow.
Because when I had it, I wanted to cry.
Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, no. I got the naked, like the no heat. Oh. At the normal.
Wait, why would you do that? I thought you had to have hot.
I was buying for a group of people.
Yeah?
You know, and so I just wanted to keep it tame. You know, I didn't want to go hot or anything like that. So I went the medium. It was the highest I went.
Hmm. Oh, well, so it still has something. It's a medium. He's but...
How big of a guy are you?
Average.
Like, no, height and weight.
6'1", 245.
That's not average.
Yeah.
That's not average.
In my profession, monster it's truck. Below average, really.
In your profession.
Yeah.
So when you finish the show today, do you go train?
Yeah, I got my rehab working on my shoulders.
Are you hurt?
No. I'm just you know, working out the kinks, and then I'm getting older, man, so I gotta take care of the body, you know?
How old are you?
31.
Getting on up there.
Wow, yeah. That's not old.
This is first day sitting in. I was like, it's going to be boring at first because you just sit there. You know, he's watching Ray.
I haven't been up at 4 a.m. since I can't even remember.
If you play a noon game, what time do you wake up in the morning in the NFL?
Probably 6:30.
To do what?
Snort my coffee grinds. That's what our coach tells us to do.
Not literally,
but that's how he gets us fired up. Like, get up, snort the coffee grinds, let's go.
Which coach is that?
Pagano.
Oh, your head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably 6:30, and then I do my coffee, and then usually just take a little walk outside and wake up a little bit and
get on the field.
Yeah.
That's what people do before an NFL football game.
That's what I do.
Hey, Amy, everybody's different. They're like celebrities. Are just like us.
Oh, okay. I just pictured things being like really intense. You got to eat this and eat that. And
what do you eat before a game?
I usually do something pretty light. I don't eat a lot. Maybe a little egg whites and like some toast.
How do you feel about Tom Brady?
I think he's the best ever.
Because I know the Colts and Patriots are supposed to be rivals. And you guess, are they, you're not in the same division, but would you say they're your rivals?
You know, I don't know. So I wasn't, I didn't.
Because you weren't there for the Manning Brady stuff.
Yeah, so I wasn't there for that. So I think before it was. And I think it's always a big, it's always going to be a big game when we play them. But I think our rivals now are like Houston and like Tennessee.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you learned anything today so far?
Have I learned? Absolutely. I learned that the phone thing that Mike's got going on here
is
probably the coolest job in America.
I tell you what, we'll let you answer phones later.
I would love to.
Hey, you'll be overwhelmed.
I'd be honored.
Okay, all right. Matt Overton, NFL player and Bobby Bone Show member for a while.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, I'm just average height. What do you weigh? 245.
6'1", 245.
What's your body weight? 1.2%. I'm average.
What
Ray,
you
you're
said?
Not the bodybuilder of the show right
now. Not anymore.
Do you feel weird?
No, I'm used to being around big guys. All my friends are huge. All my friends are 6 feet, 6'6". They're all tall.
6 feet or 6'6"?
My dad's 6'6". Everybody
on your dad is 6'6"? Yeah. You're 5'5"?
Yeah.
His twin brother is like 6'6".
That's crazy. Your dad is 6'6", and you're 5'5".
They've met him. He's tall.
Is he big?
He's a big dude.
Holy cow. That's amazing, man. We're assigning gold stars. Somebody that's awesome in your life that deserves the gold star, boop, give it to them. And I said, hey, the person who cut my dog's nails, because I sent him to the groomer, because I've done it before and I cut him too close and he bleeds and it's not good. So I gave him a gold star because his feet weren't bleeding. Gold star, Amy.
The gold star goes to the person that I hired to be the nanny for my kids that is sticking by us even though we don't have our kids yet. And she's going to stick by us until we get them.
Does she have another job?
Gold star, boop! Yes, and she's willing to keep that job until we can tell her it's time to give her proper 2 weeks notice. But when I told her, I was like, really, I don't have a date. I don't have a date. And I keep checking in with her, making sure it's okay. And she's like, hey, I'm with you guys. And you know what? It's not temporary either. She told me the other day, she goes, I don't want you to think I'm just in this for like 6 months and I'm gone. I'm in it for the long haul. And I was like, boop, gold star.
Wow, there you go.
I already found someone committed and I don't even have anything for her to be committed to yet.
Lunchbox, gold star me.
I'd like to gold star these 5 Girl Scouts that were selling Girl Scouts on the side of the road.
They were selling Girl Scouts?
Girl Scout cookies, I guess. But they actually were out there selling them, and they had signs, and some of them were in cookie costumes, dancing, trying to get you to stop and buy cookies, and that's how you do it instead of just having your mom go to work and say, will you buy my daughter's cookies? Gold star to those girls who are out there and earning their little badge.
Yes.
Eddie, our video producer, gold star somebody.
Absolutely going to be both of my kids' teachers. The 3-year-old's teacher is amazing. The 9-year-old's teacher is even more amazing. They're just awesome. I know what they put up with just my kids. I can't imagine what they put up with 15, 20, 30 kids at a time. Gold star for both of them.
A 3-year-old having a teacher. I didn't go to school until kindergarten. Right? So there was no preschool. There was none of that. For me, I don't know if it's just a now everybody goes to school earlier thing. Is it? Do most kids?
All my nieces and nephews did pre-K.
Lunchbox? Yeah.
I didn't go to pre-K.
Did anybody do pre-K?
I did.
I didn't.
I did gymnastics.
Pretty sure I did.
Wait, what? Hold on a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did gymnastics instead of preschool because.
That was an option?
Well, my mom said I had to go to preschool. I was like, I don't want to go to preschool. And she goes, you have to do something. And next to where my brother and sister had gone to preschool, there was a gymnastics. So I did gymnastics for a year.
Huh. Like power tumbling or what?
Well, I got up to the level where I could do a cartwheel on the big balance beam.
Wow.
We should see this now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
do you think you can still do it?
Oh, I mean, give me a couple of weeks training. Today is
February 8th.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's 2 weeks from today?
Well, guys,
you said a couple weeks training. Eddie, what's 2 weeks from today?
The 22nd.
Okay, on February 22nd, Lunchbox will do a cartwheel on the balance beam.
Yes. No. Hold on. I have to have a gym that will let me train and give me training. I don't know how to do it on my own.
Okay, cool.
Go get a couple 2x4s and just practice.
We'll find one of those. Hey, Tracy in Ohio.
Hi.
Hey, give a gold star to somebody.
I am giving my gold star to Chelsea Lingle of Worcester. She watches my son, and she loves him unconditionally, and I wouldn't want him anywhere else. She's amazing.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Very good. Casey in Georgia. Gold star somebody, please.
My student, I'm a special education teacher, and I've been working with this child for 3 years, and he read for the first time yesterday, and it was the proudest moment ever.
Wow.
So I give him a gold star.
Wow, wow, wow. Tell me about that. What do you read?
It was called I Go, so it was a simple story. He's in the third grade, so, I mean, it's like a kindergarten level, but he was so excited. Wow. He read all the sight words that we've been working on, so I cried after he left.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us.
All right,
have a good
day.
That makes me emotional. I don't even know him. That's such a good one. Thank you very much. David in North Carolina, give me a gold star.
I want to give a gold star to my wife, Sarah. She stays at home and takes care of our 6-month-old baby boy. I'm in the Air Force, so she has to deal with me going overseas, and she holds down the house while I'm gone and takes care of everything for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Great call.
And gold star to you, too, for serving.
10 gold stars to you.
Yeah.
Amy, I got all the gold stars. There's no limit.
Oh.
100 gold stars to David.
Okay.
Let me say this, too, because I got to see this with Amy as well, as her husband would be deployed all the time and without kids. Like, you held the house. Imagine with kids, too. To all the military wives out there. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you guys are doing a lot with the little. And so, like, you guys should be recognized. At least for right now, we recognize you guys, too, for that. Because that's a big deal.
Oh, for sure. Because
you're like he just said, you're taking care of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
John in North Carolina. Gold star.
Bobby, man, you guys are awesome. I love your show.
Thanks.
I go to work every morning and listen to you guys. I just would like to give my wife, Ashley, a gold star. In just over 3 months, she has lost 50 pounds. And we are both in this fitness thing together now. And she makes me like 5 meals every night for me to eat every day.
And I mean, it's just, it really means a lot.
That's awesome.
Great girl.
Man, the gold star segment just turned out. I give that segment a gold star. Holy cow. I love the positivity there, man. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Reese Witherspoon sort of did a butt dial, but on Instagram Live. So last night at a preview party, Reese went to Instagram Live without knowing it, and over 4,000 people watched a black screen, and they kept sending, like, you know, the hearts, like, through the screen. They were all just watching and kind of listening. But what if you accidentally, like, went Instagram Live and
it wasn't good?
And yeah, some conversation was going on that nobody's supposed to hear. And then, sort of crazy. So Stephen Colbert beat Jimmy Fallon in total viewers last week. That's the first time that Colbert has beaten him in the ratings since his debut in September 2015.
Wow.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones
Show. So there's a Canadian tennis player. Her name is Jeannie Bouchard. She tweeted halfway through the Super Bowl, "For sure Atlanta's going to win." So a Patriots fan responded, "Hey, listen, if they don't, will you go on a date with me?" And she goes, "Okay, sure." And so obviously the Patriots came back and won.
Wait, so now she has to go on a date with them. Some dude from Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Okay, well, that's cool if she fulfills it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hope he's normal. Nice.
And from my experience, everybody online's normal.
Mm-hmm, you're nice.
I just think it's funny, though.
That is funny.
So there's that tweet.
Oh. Can I talk about a tweet? Because I'm going to. Because I feel like this is making it official. I don't know if you follow, like, the news stations in Arkansas, but I do. And one guy says that your run for governor is being taken seriously because
Asa Hutchinson.
Dang it.
The governor of Arkansas.
I'm sorry,
Have some respect for Governor Hutchinson, please.
I'm sorry, Governor Hutchinson.
Yeah, go ahead.
Asa Hutchinson confirmed.
Oh my goodness.
Stop.
Go ahead.
On Twitter, confirmed that you two are having dinner soon.
I don't think that was something that, like, I said it. Why do people not believe me when I say stuff? Because I confirmed it on the air.
Because it's one thing to hear it from you, and then it's one thing for me to read it online from sources, like legit news sources. Let me throw out a shout out to Aaron Nolan News.
Hmm. Shout out. I said that. Why do people not believe me, man? I don't lie.
Sorry, Asa Hutchinson.
Asa. It's like, you got to have an ace in the hole. A little secret that nobody knows.
Is that his running song? Like his
no, it would be. You got to have an ace in the hole.
Yes, that's a good one. Because he comes in as governor, like he's the ace in the hole, you know? Got to fix everything, make it all right. You better hope he doesn't use that when he runs against you.
I'm not. At this point, I'm not committing to anything. I'm just not.
Well, you're committed to dinner soon.
Yeah, but I've been told I need to be quiet about plans.
What's hashtag ARPX? Arkansas
Picks. Political.
You got to have an ace in the hole.
Gold star. Teresa in Boston. Give me a gold star.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to give a couple gold stars. I went to the Patriots parade yesterday.
Oh.
And so it was amazing.
Yeah.
I have to go to the Patriots and the fans, but huge gold stars to Boston Police and all the first responders, and the biggest gold star to the cleanup crew because it was a mess last night.
I bet.
Wow, yeah.
The parade looked awesome. It was sleeting and snowing, and a million people were out there.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out New England and Boston. And Gronk went nuts. Gronk go nuts, though. Do you know Gronk?
Sorry, who's Gronk? Shoot. Is that the guy that took his shirt off?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that.
Yeah.
Because it was cold, obviously.
Yeah.
Took his shirt off.
David in Sylvester, Georgia, gold star. I signed it up. Oh, we lost David. Hey, David, give me a gold star.
You got me?
Yeah, I sure do, buddy.
Okay. Gold star goes out to the citizens in Worth County. A couple weeks ago, we had a tornado come through and just wiped out several homes and displaced a lot of families with lost power. And the citizens of Worth County, a lot of them just got together and took out their chainsaws, their dozers, and heavy equipment and went and cut trees off people's homes and cut up trees in people's homes. So people could actually get back into their homes, and also so emergency responders could actually get to them.
Wow. Thank you for the story. Gold star. Speaking of tornadoes, you saw the tornadoes that went through, like, Southeast Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so our radio station down there, they're working with the Red Cross, WNOE.com. So if you want to help out there, WNOE.com, that's our affiliate in New Orleans. And so you can see what they're doing there and how you can help. And I believe, as I saw this morning, like nobody had died. And I think the governor or someone was like, we got through this and we were lucky. That, and if they have since, right. I hope they haven't. I mean, the last I read before we hopped on the air
right.
was that nobody had died from it, but there's still a lot of damage. But if when that happens, you're very fortunate if nobody dies.
Yes.
So shout out there. Also, kind of good news. No, not kind of. It's good news. It's Jamie Lynn Spears and her daughter. Mm-hmm. She's actually awake now.
Mm-hmm. Conscious and talking.
There was an ATV. From what I can read, is that the ATV turned over at the edge of a pond, and they could not get Jamie Lynn's daughter out of the strap.
Yeah, because of the ATV netting and the safety belt, they couldn't free her from the ATV that was in the water.
And so they went and they freed her, and then paramedics came, but she was basically unresponsive.
Yeah, she was airlifted directly to the hospital.
Last I read, is she talking now?
I read she was talking, and she's been removed from the ventilator.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What great news.
Yeah.
And you just hope everything is going to be great with
like
that, and
recovery,
she's
going
to come out and fully recover. So there's that. That's some good stuff there. Like, you hate to see it happen, but you love when things come from it. Mm-hmm. Like, you hope she's going to be okay.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Is there a song that you hear and it just has some kind of weird taste to it, so you don't like to hear it anymore because it reminds you of something? And I'll tell you why. Because
okay.
I heard the song on the radio. And you know, whoop, there it is. Or whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, party people. Whoop, there it is. Let me tell you a story about that song because I heard it yesterday on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I hear it and it starts playing. I'm like, oh, I can't listen to this song.
Uh-huh.
Like the first time that I was ever about to be my first kiss, right?
Party people!
The song was playing in the background. And we were playing Spin the Bottle. And she refused to kiss me even though it was Spin the Bottle. She was like, I'm not kissing him.
Oh,
in front
wow.
of everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember this song playing in the background. It's a terrible memory.
I can see that.
Like, everybody's playing Spin the Bottle. I had never kissed a girl, right? And mm-hmm. it lands on her and then me. And she goes, I'm not kissing him. And all I remember in the background
is, party people!
Party people! I was probably 16, so the song had been out for a couple years, but I remember, oh, I don't like it. I changed it.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party.
Man, that was a jam, except for that part about the kissing. Ray, you have one? What is yours?
Yeah, I can't listen to Shake Your Tail Feather.
Why?
When I was in high school, I got my car and I hit an icy patch and totaled it. And I was listening to that song.
Oh, wow.
And you remember that, right?
Yeah, I every time I hear it, I cringe.
Isn't it crazy how I read a book once called I'm Okay, You're Okay?
Uh-huh.
And it talks about how when you hear a song or a certain thing and it immediately makes you feel a certain way,
yeah,
it's like you're going back to that exact moment in your brain and feeling the exact same feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what even songs can do that to you.
Yeah.
Like if I hear a Ken Griffey Jr. video thing, it puts me in college. Okay, it's played all the time. So, anybody have any other songs?
Sometimes though, can the song be so good that you just, because I have a song, it takes me right to a bad place, but the song is so good, I will never not love it.
Amy.
Yeah.
Whoop, There It is a great
Party
song.
People.
What do you mean?
So you're gonna think this is crazy because it's the best song ever, but it's A Great Day to Be Alive.
Travis Tritt,
except for this was, I think, the Cory Moro version. My boyfriend had broken up with me in college, and I used to listen to music while I'd take a shower, and one time that came on, and I was devastated after the breakup, and I just remember like laying in the shower crying to that song.
I got a rascal.
Wait, I'm confused.
I know. Anytime I hear it, I'm like back in my college apartment on my shower tub floor thingy, like laying there with water just pouring over me, bawling, crying.
All right.
But it's such a great song. It's still A Great Day to Be Alive. Like, I still love it, but my brain instantly goes to like basically me in the fetal position.
You know what? It'll do that. At our $1 million show,
yeah.
The Raging Idiots,
yeah.
We played that song with Sam Hunt. Sam Hunt came up, we sang it together, played it together.
I instantly was in my college apartment.
Really?
Before, yes. Every time. But I still love the song. Like, I don't run from it. because it's so great.
I run. So.
And then it reminds me, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's a great day to be alive. Don't take your brain there. Don't let your brain go there. Who cares? That was how many years ago? You got over it. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers, you know? Because I really want
to. Hey, take a breath. Wow. Do you know what song makes me really sad?
What?
Don't worry, be happy.
Why?
It makes you sad?
I don't know.
Weird.
I know. Don't worry. Be happy. I feel like he's preaching to me like I'm sad. Don't worry. Be happy. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm okay. No, don't worry. Be happy. Okay. He does remind me of The Cosby Show, too, and I'm sad they take that off because Bill Cosby's a creep. That also makes it
That's
sad,
so
too.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah. So, you know, he did that theme, that Cosby Show theme. Bob McFerrin did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of sounds like that it, yeah, a little bit.
I guess.
It goes...
Oh. Yeah, if I heard it, I totally would know. But yeah, whatever reason,
what do you mean?
Like,
if you heard it, we just nailed it.
Yeah. I don't think you nailed it.
How do you not know it?
I don't think you nailed it. Jello Buddy Bob. This
is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. Oh man, Amy's back hurts so when she laughs, she grabs her back.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Tell you the truth.
What?
I mean,
why is your back bad?
People have real medical issues, so I'm not trying to make a big deal. That's just what I tell myself. I'm like, people have real issues, but I mean, I can't laugh or sneeze or make sudden movements, and I have my trusty pillow behind me right now. I don't know. My lower back, I really think it's a hamstring issue because my hamstring just hurts so bad, and it's all connected, and don't know. I mean, I probably need to seek professional help.
We sit during commercials or during songs, and we still tell stories and make each other laugh. And Amy's like, don't do that. Can't laugh. Don't do that. Can't laugh. So I just want you to be able to laugh again.
Mm-hmm. I'm still laughing. I just fight through the pain, you know.
Good for
you. Time marches on.
Yeah, time marches on for sure. Mm-hmm. Time marches on. Like, for everybody. I took my dog to the groomer yesterday. And it was like $29 or something.
Oh, wow.
Got a bath. His nails clipped. And I don't do that anymore. I used to do it myself. But I just... He's old. Mm-hmm. But he came back home looking... Walking in the house. He's like, I smell good, I look good. So the dog's good. Except he ended up getting sick last night. I don't know if one has anything to do with the other. I probably got 3 hours sleep last night total. It's because he just kept like running around. So I'd have to go let him out.
I know we don't really believe in the signs thing, but what are you, Aries, right?
Oh, boy. I'm an Aries.
I mean, I don't really believe it, but I did read this morning, and the only thing that stuck out to me, because Aries was listed first, I guess alphabetical order, is that Aries only need like 30 minutes of sleep total.
What?
Yeah. And that made me think, I was like, well, that's Bobby. He's like a high-functioning human on like no sleep. It's crazy.
I just wonder how much high-functioning could I be if I had more sleep?
Oh.
You know?
Good question.
Because I do. There are times where I don't prioritize sleep because I have stuff to do.
And you should. You probably could operate at a higher level if you were rested.
I stayed up last night riding a lot. I was doing my TED Talk that I'm doing is in March.
March 17th.
And the first draft is due Friday.
Wait, you have to submit a draft?
I know.
Wait, you can't just like go wing it?
Well, first of all, I don't wing things like that because it's really important to me. But.
Well, I mean.
Again.
Improv.
It's not an improv thing because it's serious. It's like a talk where it's like a educational, motivational type thing. Like, yes. There are scientists and people who've actually done real things. Me, I'm a dopey radio guy. But I take this very seriously. And I was like writing it last night late. And
I know. I was like, I did watch this TED Talk of this doctor that was talking about inflammation and all the causes of disease and cancer and different things. And I was like, whoa, Bobby's doing a TED Talk like this, dude.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's awesome.
I was sitting with Mike D, our phone screener, yesterday. And I was just kind of walking through it. I was like, okay, here's my structure. Like, mm-hmm. I start with this. I was like... Oh, I don't know if I want to ruin it. I don't know if I want to ruin it because they may not let me do it.
What do you mean ruin it?
I shouldn't say, should I, Mike?
You think Ted's listening?
No.
Okay,
never mind. No, I don't think Ted's listening, but never mind. I got to send my draft off. I did that last night and watched a little bit of The Office. We're kind of upset. We won't watch any other show, my girlfriend and I. Mm-hmm. And she's annoyed because she wants to watch Scandal. And I'm like, let's just watch more of The Office from 7 years ago.
Bobby, but Scandal is
I know.
So
we haven't seen one single episode of This Is Us because I'm just like... fixated on. I don't like starting things without finishing them. It doesn't matter what it is.
Oh.
So it's just like we're watching it.
You would hate my life. That's all I do.
Oh, you just bounce around all over the place.
Yeah.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you don't mind, and you want somebody mediocre to follow, I'm right there. Mr. Bobby Bones. Kaylee in Jeffersonville. How are you, Kaylee?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for holding. What's going on?
Yeah, so this morning on our local news here in Arkansas, the governor was on, and I guess during commercial break, he had mentioned to the crew that you had reached out to him about being governor.
That is true. And not next week, but the week after that, I'm having dinner with the governor of Arkansas, just talking about future goals. I've been told not to talk about quick aspirations, but I will run for office in the future sometime. But yeah, it's true. Wow. I saw Amy talked about the news. I haven't seen the news. But
The news tweeted that the governor, Asa, confirmed.
Governor Hutchinson.
Governor Hutchinson. Yeah. Confirmed that, y'all are having dinner together.
We Crazy. Are. So it'll be amazing.
With your Canadian girlfriend.
That's true. That's 2 weeks. Next week. By the way, everybody, next week's Valentine's Day. I read a whole thing. Where is this story? Listen, Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. I mentioned that because one of four people, you don't even think about Valentine's Day. And I know people go, well, you know what? It's a Hallmark holiday. It was invented by whatever. It was still invented. And she's probably going to get a little bit upset if you don't do a little something.
Yeah, just a little.
I am going to Waffle House because when they announced, this is not a commercial, when they announced they were doing that promotion of you can make reservations, I knew that my girlfriend, we just like to have fun. Like there's no, we got to go somewhere fancy.
There's no expectation for like.
Yeah. There is expectation of we're going to have a good time
sure,
together.
Sure, yeah.
But there's no expectation of you have to take me to an expensive dinner. That's, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so without asking her, I booked a Waffle House, and then I called her, and she was like, that sounds like super fun. And she kind of put some other stuff off to do it.
It's cool.
So next Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Eddie, Lunchbox, like, remember.
What? What is it?
Valentine's Day. You're married. Tuesday.
I know it. You don't do anything big in your life, but I promise you, if you try a little more than she thinks you will, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've already got her roses, so we're good.
No, you took the ones from the studio. You know what? Whatever. You're good.
And guess what? There's more out there. Taking those through.
Lunchbox is probably also going to go home with a copy of Bare Bones and like, hey, I got you this paperback for $10.
Those are books I have to give away.
Which those are available on Valentine's Day if you're looking for a last minute gift. Because
that's true.
I may give it to a few people I love.
Is that not a bad idea? Maybe your wife. Yeah. Okay.
Right now, if you go to Amazon, if you care to buy my book, and you don't have to, but it's only $10 right now, and it probably will go up.
Was it coming out on Valentine's Day? Was that strategic?
No idea. You have to.
Because it's like, I'm not lonely if you're reading.
I promise you, I didn't know I was going to come out.
There's roses on the cover.
I am holding a rose. Upside down.
Yeah, so you are.
So I guess I need to be single by the time the book comes out again.
It doesn't even. It could be like the anti Valentine's Day gift, too.
Whatever. I don't, you know, thank you for mentioning it, but I don't know if it was strategic or not because it had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But it is up. It's cheap right now for $10 if you want to get it, and it'll be on there on Valentine's Day. You?
Me?
Yeah.
I already read your books. So.
No, not the book. Not Valentine's Day.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you get
know.
Your husband? Do you get your husband anything?
Well, we won't be together this.
But do
year.
You get him something though, and hold it in the back pocket?
Oh, for sure. Like, and I'll send him an e-card.
Oh boy, nobody likes an e-card.
Dancing don't, hearts with my face on it.
Okay, those are kind of funny.
Yeah,
those kind where there's like. Well, I don't even know what they say. Hey, Mike D, because Mike D knows all the online stuff. Yeah. What is that kind when they like they dance with, like and then it goes. At the end. Like a E
jib jab.
Jib jab. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, never mind.
Jib jab.
Amy, you got it. Jib jab.
Yeah, because I do the jib jabs.
Do you guys know jib jab?
No. What is that?
Like at Christmas time, they have little elves and you're
dancing
around.
Your heads are on them. Yeah. And then it goes, jib jab.
My dad sends those all the time.
You don't like
awesome.
Them?
No.
Oh, I love them.
What?
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What do you think about a legal age for marriage?
Illegal?
Yeah, because New Jersey is going to become the first state to ban anyone under the age of 18 from getting married. As it stands now, 16, 17-year-olds can say, I do, with the parents.
With the parents' consent?
Yeah.
So this would be like overriding any parental consent?
A state Senate committee has approved a bill that makes no exceptions for having to be at least 18 to tie the knot. So it's already passed one part. 3,500 minors, some as young as 13, got married in New Jersey between 95 and 2012.
In 95?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa, I was thinking you were going way back with that.
Here's what I want to say about this age thing.
Mm-hmm.
As a country, federally, we should have an adult age.
Mm-hmm.
And that age is the age where you get to do adult things. Marriage, 18, fine. Voting, 18. Serving, 18. Buy alcohol, 18. Whatever the adult age is, let's make it the adult age. If it's 21, let's just make it consistent with the adult age.
Committing a crime as an adult, 18. Does that change? I don't know.
That's shady for me.
I know,
me,
that's difficult depending
but
on
yes,
the act.
But yeah, if we have to commit, though, we should commit to an adult age.
Yeah.
It's just too, it's too much. The fact that you
so
can go and
no
fight
state
in
by
war.
State. Federally, it's
well,
like, this is it.
I wish.
Yeah.
Like, there are things, I wish I were a little bit taller. I wish I were a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I also wish that there'd be a state age. Mm. So all these rules would just go away. Because it's crazy that you can't buy beer, but we'll send you to Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
How does Judge Common Sense not come in and fix that and go, you're an adult? Oh, by the way, 18, you should be 18 to be married if that's the adult age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can vote, but we can't buy beer? Come on. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with
does
people?
Does anybody disagree with me on that?
No, I just... I,
go
I
ahead,
just,
Eddie. Yes, Eddie.
I just wonder if, but so is it okay to get married when you're 13?
No.
You have to have parental
consent.
The
adult age is 18 in my mind. That's it. If you were going to be adults, that's the one age where everything that's considered adult,
mm-hmm.
and you can have some things that aren't considered adult, like driving. If you want to keep it 16, maybe that's not an adult thing. You do that as a teenager. I got a permit at 14, and I drove for 2 years with a permit before I got my driver's license. By the time I was 16, hit on the highway. I was crushing it, but I don't think that has to be an adult thing.
Right, there's that can a, just be a there's life a
line,
thing.
There's a line drawn. What are adult things? Voting, serving, getting married,
buying alcohol,
mm-hmm. lotto tickets, cigarettes,
yes,
whatever, all that. So,
all right.
Why are you cool with it being younger?
No, I'm not. I just don't. The rule of getting married or of getting married any younger or older is it's not the same as serving to me or like.
You don't think getting married is an adult thing?
I mean, it is an adult thing. It's just
then it's an adult thing.
I mean, just some people
you're in jail.
Mature right quicker, now,
no,
you know right, what I mean?
No.
You well, some people can handle alcohol at a different age than others.
Mm, right.
Point, counterpoint.
Mm. Yeah, no, I wasn't arguing. I was just trying to make sense out of it.
No.
Okay.
I get it.
Judge common sense.
You've been processing.
Served. You've been served.
You'll get there.
And that made sense. Okay. Say it.
I've been served and...
No, just that part you
that
always
makes
do.
Sense?
Yeah, yeah. And you're served.
And that makes sense,
thank you.
Eddie.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You go, well, that makes sense.
Well, that makes sense.
That's it,
there
Eddie.
It is.
The best places to live in the United States. This is a U.S. News and World Report. The best city to live in. I'm going to just roll through these. Pick someone in your somewhere in your mind that people wouldn't think is awesome that is awesome. Okay? It can't make the list.
Oh.
So... 10, Salt Lake City. 9, Des Moines. 8, Boston. I love Boston.
I love Boston.
I love Boston. Mm. 7, Raleigh, Durham. Love yes. it there too. Seattle at 6. A little overrated.
I've never been.
It's just too far away from everything.
Did it rain the whole time?
No, it only didn't. But
that's
for
what
me,
I have in my head
just,
every time
it,
I picked
in the
it was
time
Seattle.
Difference, and it was so far away. The city's cool.
Okay.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Winnipeg, number 5. D.C. I'm going to put that whole area in because I like the Northern Virginia.
Yes.
In San Jose at 3, Denver at 2. The number one city is Austin, Texas.
Bam.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree more with all these cities.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you put on the list that they didn't put on the list?
Okay.
Go ahead.
San Francisco.
I've never been.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
You need to go. You got to go.
It seems pretty cool for me. It seems too cool.
It is cool.
No,
I see that cable car. I think I'm going to get motion sick. That's all I think about is that Rice-A-Roni train and me vomiting all over it.
That was the first time I ever went to California. My husband and I took a little vacation together, and we went to San Francisco, and it was awesome. We went to Alcatraz, and we did all the touristy stuff. It was great.
Lunchbox?
San Diego.
Boy, we're rolling California hard, huh?
Yeah.
The weather?
Yeah, just the weather. San Francisco's kind of cooler.
Yeah, it was cold. I had to buy a fleece because I was like, I'm going to California. I just need like sleeveless stuff. And I got to San Francisco. It was freezing cold. I had to go buy a fleece.
I think there are two cities they missed on.
What?
Vegas and Nashville, because they're ooh. Known for their touristy stuff. But they're also on the outside of it. Like, it's cool. But if I'm picking a place, it's St. Louis that people aren't putting on the list. The culture of that town
mm-hmm.
and the love they have for... just the Cardinals for their own things. Like, I love St. Louis because of
that's
that.
Good one.
It's like real Peopleville. And there are a few real Peoplevilles. Boston's real Peopleville.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis is real Peopleville. So I put St. Louis on. You?
Real Peopleville? That changed my whole thing. Real people, Wichita, Kansas.
Oh,
I love Wichita, sure. Kansas.
Yeah, you changed the rules a little bit.
You know, there aren't no rules.
But I like the real people.
I don't know that San Francisco's real people.
They're not.
They're not.
I just, yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
I just read it's so expensive there.
I mean, but you guys go to the Full House house?
Oh, you went to the wrong one, though.
I know. But
she,
I got
she went and took pictures of this house.
Look, I even sat right. on
she
the
brought
stoop.
It back and sat on the stoop. She's like, look at me. And it wasn't the Full House house. Crush your dreams. Yeah.
Was Chicago on that list? Because that's a cool city.
Yeah. It wasn't on the list,
it
though.
Wasn't on
when
the
it's
list.
Not windy.
The windy city.
Really cool.
Did you know that Nashville was the windiest city in 2016?
How
not
do you,
Chicago?
How did you find that stat?
Dude, I read everything.
He just Googled it one day. What was the windiest
city? Thinking back, the way it was kind of windy.
When you're looking back, you're like, interesting. I know. About September, I started to think, I felt more wind this year than any other year.
I remember my hat flying off a lot.
More times than any other prior
totally.
Year.
Totally.
Man, we think we are so funny. This is us the whole...
we're not, though.
We're not that funny.
Yeah.
So, he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. His name's Matt Overton. He's working to learn how to do a radio show, kind of, for the next few months. He's still playing in the NFL, and he's in the glass room where our producers are. And so, Matt woke up at, I guess, 4 o'clock this morning. Matt, how's it going? You good in there? Like, everything good? You... Falling asleep? You staying awake?
Yeah, man. Having fun back here with the real MVPs.
Why don't you... Hey, let Matt sit on the phones for a bit, Mike, and answer calls, and they can talk to a real-life NFL player.
Yeah.
When they call in. Now, you've seen what Mike D does with the callers, right?
I've been watching, taking notes for about the past 2 hours.
Do an impression of Mike D when he answers the phone. What's he say? How's it work?
Bobby Bone Show. Oh, great. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll tell him. All right. Please hold. By Bone Show. Wow. Okay. That sounds great. Okay. By Bone Show.
Okay. Hey, Mike D. Let Matt have your spot for a bit.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to
I'm
call.
Nervous, man.
If you, now, listen, if a call comes through and like they're on a speaker or something, that's bad.
Yeah.
Because we have 5 million people listening. So if it's like.
I've heard Mike. He denies the speakerphone.
You got to put him like boom.
Yeah.
You got to block him. It's like you do.
Guys, yeah, like you would in football.
Yeah, okay, so our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. And so Matt Overton, who plays for the Indianapolis Colts, it's his first day. And the first day is kind of boring because you just sit and watch a lot.
And he just said he was nervous to answer our phone.
He's really not nervous. He doesn't.
I really am. My heart's beating.
Stop it.
I'm like, you play in pro sports.
He does play in pro sports.
That seems more nerve-wracking than answering the phone.
Okay, let's let him sit down, Mike. Matt, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
And let's see how it goes.
Bobby Bone Show.
Mike, don't help him.
Okay.
Let's see what... I mean, you can help. He can help him, huh?
Golly, he looks so huge in there.
Oh, we have an NFL player in a tiny glass room.
Pretty awesome.
Answering the phone.
Everyone like else in our office happens to be casually lingering by the door today when we have like a pro athlete.
Well, he's going to be around for a bit. And he called me a couple weeks ago. He was like, hey, can I... The interesting thing about Matt is he's like, every offseason, I like to go and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just rest... But he's training in the afternoons, and he tries to pick up a skill, like, every off season. So I was like, I'd like to kind of be around radio and see what happens. And I was like, you can come up and be part of our show. And so that's what he's doing.
Dang, he's going to show up next season and be like, Bobby Bone Show. Bobby Bone Show.
During this, I don't get it.
When does the next season start at football? He takes his skill to the field.
Oh, boy.
Never mind.
When does the next season start at football?
Well, when does it?
September?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think he has to...
That's awesome.
He's got to go back before then.
But there's a preseason football I have to watch.
August, oh, this maybe. Is you're just being selfish now because you don't like your husband watching football.
Yeah, what'd you think I was being?
I thought you were genuinely interested in Matt's life.
Oh, you thought I was like, yeah, he's going to be here till September?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
No, I think he's going to be here till probably like May or something. Anyway, okay. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. None of the phones are being answered right
Uh-oh.
Now. I'm just telling you, every phone line's ringing. None of them are being answered. No, he hung up on somebody.
Bobby Bones Show, this is Matt Overton.
Let's listen. We're listening in right now.
Goodness gracious, thank you so much. Colts fan from Virginia, I love it. That's awesome, man.
He's getting the whole story right now. All right, we'll check it back in.
Bones.
We have an NFL player as our phone screener today, Matt Overton, who is a deep snapper for the Indianapolis Colts. And so let's listen in.
Great. I think it was clothes hangers or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're a little behind the eight ball because you're on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah, it's you got to wake up early. I'm sorry.
No, no.
Am I screwing this up, Bobby?
No. So the West Coast, they get the show at their time. Like if it's 6 a.m. here, they get 6 a.m. there.
You know that you're awesome. And shout out to Northern California, my home. I love it. Take care. You have a great Wednesday.
All right, there's Matt Overton, NFL player by season, and Bobby Boneshow, phone screener by off season. Mike D, how's he doing?
Doing all right, man.
Yeah? Are people calling in just to talk to him?
Yeah.
Oh, because nobody's getting put through. Like, I'm getting no calls to put through. They're just calling to talk to an NFL player, I guess. All right, I guess we'll just come back to that. Matt Overton.
Good morning, Bob Boneshow. This is Matt speaking.
Oh, boy.
In Austin? Bobby, are you doing stand-up in Austin anytime soon?
Wait, are you talking to me directly now? No, yeah. We're listening to you. You just keep doing the phones.
You're doing stand-up in Austin.
No, you can't.
He wants to know. She wants to know if you're doing stand-up in Austin.
I'm doing iHeart Country Festival and the rodeo right now.
Okay.
Rodeo, iHeart Country Festival.
That's not how this is supposed to work. Okay, anyway.
That's awesome.
That's Matt Overton answering our phone calls now. Like... He's good. He doesn't have to do this. He makes no money. Awesome. Trust me. He's doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves country music.
They do. NFL people, they make a lot of money.
You know, Yeah.
They do. To get out there and play a game they love, that's awesome.
They do well. Merriam-Webster adds a few terms to the dictionary. And, okay, I'll give you the term. Tell me what it means to you.
Okay.
Okay, to throw shade.
Ooh, to diss someone. Put them under. Yeah, throw.
To express contempt or disrespect someone publicly. I want to give you that one. Correct. One down. These are new ones they've added this year. Weak sauce.
Oh, not very, like, wimpy.
Wimpy. You know what? I'll accept that. It's something inferior, ineffective, or unimpressive. Like, that's weak sauce, man.
Yeah.
Facepalm.
Stupid. No.
It's kind of like embarrassing.
What's wrong with me?
Like, right, to cover one's face as an expression of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Facepalm goes in this year. Binge watch.
Oh, watching a show over and over and over and over.
That one's easy. A truther.
Oh, someone that searches for the truth. Normally, it's way out there.
Yeah, a conspiracy.
Yes.
Yeah, someone who believes in a conspiracy so much, like, no, 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 this is true.
Yeah.
Yes. Photobomb.
Oh, when you end up in someone's picture, like, and they don't know that you're back there, and you're like, hey, what up?
Your definitions are better than Merriam-Webster's.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. To ghost someone.
Oh, when you leave without telling them. Peace.
A train wreck.
Hot mess.
Yeah, an utter disaster or mess. Yeah, you're pretty down with the OPP.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. Did you see where the kids are snorting condoms to come out of their,
no.
out of their mouth?
What? I can't even, what?
Oh, yeah, here. Enjoy.
Snorting a condom.
That made me throw up.
The problem is that will act as like a seal and kind of seal off the vocal cords, which seals off your breathing, which is not very compatible with life.
So they're snorting it and then pulling it out of their mouth. It's like a thing.
That's
so now Lunchbox is going to do this.
No.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody
that.
Do
that's
that.
No.
It's a terrible thing. You should never.
I'm putting it in people's heads.
You shouldn't. Well, it's in the news.
I know.
So let's listen again to our phone screener / NFL player, Matt Overton, to answer the phones.
All right. What's your name, sweetheart?
Sweetheart?
Emma? With two M's? Okay. Age? Okay, 19. And you're calling from Fort Wayne, right?
What you want to talk about, Matt?
She's just a big fan of you and the Colts, and she's just awesome. She just wants to say hello.
All right, put her on.
You and the Colts.
Patch her on through.
Patch her on through, Mike.
Mike. Yeah. You got to show them how to do that. That's funny. Emma.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about talking to Matt Overton from the Colts?
That was actually pretty awesome.
Was that the real reason you called? Like the only reason?
No, actually, I've been trying to get through to you. I tweeted at you a while ago and told you that we were getting married, and you retweeted my tweet.
Man, I'm like the Santa Claus of Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I have a really weird request.
Oh boy, I probably can't do it, but I can try the really weird stuff. You know, those are tough.
Yeah.
It usually involves, like, mice or, you know.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
May I sing for you?
What would you like to sing? I actually love this. I would love for you to sing for me. Go ahead.
Kelsey Ballerini. And I'm a huge fan of Kelsey.
Okay, very good. What would you like to sing from Kelsey Ballerini? And would you like me to comment on it, or what would you like from me on this, or just to listen?
Love Me Like You Mean It, and It's Up to You.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana. My favorite listener right now from the phone line, singing Kelsey Ballerini, Emma! Woo-hoo! There you go, Emma.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
If you're gonna love me like you mean it, if you're gonna kiss me like you need it. Baby, if you're not, you best get to leaving. If you're gonna love me like you mean it.
Emma, everybody! Yes! Emma, everybody. Emma, now let me be honest with you for a second. Would you like the honest truth or the truth? There's no difference.
Whatever.
There's no difference.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're on the phone. You really can't tell how good someone can sing. It sounds like there may be something there. But I don't know. I can't tell by the phone. But I can say there might be something there. Are you a good singer? Do you feel like?
Well, I've auditioned for The Voice in American Idol.
Yeah? How'd you do? Did you win it?
No.
Oh. I think it sounds pretty good. From the phone, I think it sounds pretty good. I think Kelsey will be proud.
Well, then, do you want to do me another favor? It's really simple, I promise.
Go ahead. They call me Mr. Favor. Go ahead.
Will you follow me on Twitter so I can show you what I really sound like?
I'll just go look at your page. How about that? I can't follow a random 19-year-old, Emma. They're going to crush me over here.
Oh, good call.
I will go to your page and watch your videos and stuff.
All right. Awesome.
You want to say your page out loud? That way everybody can go.
T-H-E-M-M-A.
Yeah.
K-A-Y-E.
The Emma K.
Yes.
T-H-E-M-A-K-A-Y-E.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right?
K-A-Y. Yes.
K-A-Y, not E, just K-A-Y.
No, K-A-Y-E.
Okay, K-A-Y-E.
You had it right, K-A-Y-E. Right.
Emma, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Look at Matt putting his first phone call through. Matt Overton, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Working the phones. He stepped away from the phones. Why'd you quit?
I can go back on.
Yeah, dude, you working for the next half hour.
I know, but Mike's paid to do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, typical NFL player. Lazy.
But I will do. I'm here to work.
No, you're good. Hey, slow and steady wins the race, right?
Yes.
Yes,
as
okay.
As they say.
Our listeners are awesome. And sometimes they'll send us stuff. Sometimes they'll do really nice things. And a listener named a star after the show. Do you know this?
No.
Hey, Morgan's our producer, and she runs the show from the glass room. So you opened up some mail and you saw that, right?
Yeah, and it's a really long name.
The star is.
Yeah, it's not like the Bobby Bones Show star. They combined all of our first names.
Yeah, so what's the name of the star?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
I think it's like by Aim Ed or Go Boop.
Box.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. But they named a star after us.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Do you have it or no?
Yeah.
Go, give it a try.
It's Bobum Lebedna Ray Morgan D.
I love that. That's my favorite star.
Wow.
That's the Little Dipper.
Yeah.
How can we find it?
Yeah, what are the
sky?
Coordinates?
Yeah.
pH
balance. Yeah, pH balance and 4. Do those and you'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's up there. Hello, you on the air, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
So, my husband's a nerd and goes to those TED Talks every year.
Why you gotta be nerd? You know I'm doing a TED Talk, right? You gotta call us nerds.
So, guess what? This is why I'm calling you.
Okay.
So, he was reading off the list of all these doctors, and I'm like, yeah, cool. He said, oh, that radio guy you listen to there. I was like, Bobby Bones? And he said, yeah, he's coming. I said, okay, well, I'll go with you. I think I'll be able to make that happen.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're coming.
Well, he kind of suckered me into it. So he bought tickets for both days.
Oh,
not
wow.
The one you're there.
She only wants you to go the one you're there.
Wow.
You're bringing a whole new audience.
All right. I'm hoping I'll learn a lot from you and, you know, all the doctors and all that mess. But I'm excited to see you there. It's going to be cool.
You will for sure learn a lot from the other people. And what a TED Talk is, it's a talk that people come out and they give perspective and opinion and analysis on things.
Insight. Education.
All of that. And so I've been invited to do a TEDx Nashville and speak. But what mine is, it's called Winning by Losing. And so it's all the failure in your life actually mounts into how to win. Like, losing is actually great. You can learn from it, and that's how you learn. And that's how. So that's what the whole thing's about. It's called My Story, Winning by Losing.
Oh.
Because every famous person, every person that's super successful is known by what they've done that's made them super famous. But what you don't know are the 80 pages of failures that they've had that got them there. And so that's what it is. It's a look at winning is not just doing something good and boom, you win. Winning is
being a loser.
A lot of losing and just outlasting the loss.
Oh, okay, got it. You have 80 pages worth of lose.
I probably got more than that. Not for this.
That would be interesting to go through. I mean, so are you going to share some of your failures?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my whole career is a failure. Do you know how many radio stations I didn't get hired for?
Cool.
Close to 40.
Not your whole career.
Well, no, but like all people know is like, oh, Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys, we're just a bunch of failures over here.
No, not you. You're taking it the wrong way.
Sorry, I'm such a loser. But I'll use it to win.
You're taking it the wrong way.
Okay.
For just radio-wise,
right.
Almost 40 stations said, no, we will not hire you.
Wow.
And only 3 ever did, ever, in the history of my life. And so that's under a 10% success rate. But the most successful people were told no many, many times.
Yeah.
But that's what it's based on.
Yeah. You're not going to let that keep you down.
Okay, now you're
you
just,
get back
now,
up.
Now she's just toying with me.
No, I'm
now
not.
Now she's singing Chumbawamba songs. Yeah. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Ooh, you should walk out to that.
Okay.
For your TED Talk, do you have music you walk out to?
I'm done.
Should.
I'm done.
You need a hype man.
I'm gonna come out to you. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy. I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm wishing your arms were wrapping me up tight. Yeah, boy.
You know, so the Grammys are Sunday. Ooh, it's tough because The Walking Dead comes back and the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So the Grammys are back Sunday, but for example, some of the cool stuff, Gaga and Metallica are playing together.
Wow.
Which I'm interested in just seeing how that works out. But like our people, Maren.
Can I get a hallelujah?
And Alicia Keys.
This girl is on fire.
I don't know what song they're doing. I would assume they're doing My Church versus a mix of an Alicia Keys new song. And they did a CMT Crossroads, but people that don't like country probably didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be new to
different audience,
a lot of
sure.
people, yeah. And Kelsey is performing, Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, boy.
I imagine she'll do Love Me. I don't know what she's going to do, but I imagine she'll do Love Me Like You Mean It. It's her biggest first song.
If you're gonna hurt.
But she's doing it with Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old.
You know there?
Mama told me.
What? I know Lucas Graham.
Isn't that who she's doing it with?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Once
I read it this morning.
Okay.
I knew we already knew that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Stop
it was,
being so weird.
I wasn't being weird. No.
Yes, we
no,
knew.
It's a I know. Just
we
stop.
Knew that, but when it finally gets announced, we can say stuff.
I didn't know it was announced.
You're a terrible secret keeper. Because even when it's time to release them, you don't release secrets.
Oh. We can talk about it. Are you sure? Don't act like you don't go on air and say things sometimes ahead of time. You're like, shoot, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but oh well. I said it. Just forget you heard it. Forget you heard it, people.
Isn't it Lucas Graham though, right?
Yeah,
Lucas Graham. Okay.
Once I was 7 years old, and I bought some Legos, and then I went to Showbiz Pizza.
I love that song.
Yeah, from when you were 7.
Yes, I love that
That's
song.
That's good. Yeah. You're funny. You should do stand up.
Thank you very much. And then Carrie and Keith are doing the fighter, their actual song together. This song is so good.
So good.
Yeah. Like my favorite, whenever Ripcord came out, Blue and Your Color is my favorite song. And I was like, that's my favorite song. And then that song is like my favorite radio song.
Oh, yeah.
Although Blue is the number one song, too. But man, that song.
But that fighter just kind of gets me going.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And Carrie's going to be at another number one. Carrie needs to be Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, just making sure it's out there to the universe. This year, Carrie Underwood needs to win Entertainer of the Year. Okay, goodbye. Drop the... I can't drop the mic.
No, it's on a thing. It's one
drop the big
drop the
pin. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody always asks me what I'm watching right now. I've been watching a lot of The Office. Again, I've seen every episode, but it's my favorite show. And Lindsay hasn't. But I just downloaded a show. By the way, is The Blacklist back? Do we know?
Not that I know of.
I just downloaded a space show that I saw a really good review for.
A space? Like outer space?
Yeah. It's called... Oh, man. I had it up here. It's called The Expanse. Anybody heard of that?
No.
No. Nope.
No. You will probably in the future. It's good. You're probably going to hear a lot about it.
Really?
I don't know. I think it's on... I don't know. What are you watching? I'm going to start watching The Expanse. What are you watching?
Oh, I started because I kept seeing like advertisements for it. The Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix. It was only 25 minutes, so I thought, I'll give it a spin.
Wait, it's a diet?
No, it's a TV show with Drew Barrymore on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's horrible.
I never heard of it. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Y'all haven't seen ads for it?
You know the crazy thing about this is there's so much out there.
Oh, so
that you
much.
Can talk to someone and they're like, this show is so good and you've never even heard of it.
Well, this show is not so good.
It's not.
So don't hear of it.
Okay.
Like, Drew Barrymore, you're like, okay, this is probably going to be good. Netflix, Drew Barrymore, win-win. Lose-lose. Like, yeah. I don't even know.
So Netflix is doing 1,000 hours of their own programming. Maybe this year and last year they did 600 hours.
Wow.
So they're looking to double up. I mean,
impressive.
It's awesome because you get to watch what you want when you want. Eddie,
did you know Netflix has a code system?
Yeah, for finding categories.
I saw it the other day, and it's like a list of so many codes to just narrow your searches for movies.
They have a thing on Netflix now where they show you like all the new stuff that's come out in the last 48 hours, and you click in, it shows you like everything they just put up.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, Netflix is changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it has already. I get annoyed with network TV shows because I'm like, I don't want to just watch one.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to watch three and then just be done with it. And so that keeps me from, like, This Is Us. I've got three on download, but I haven't watched any of them because I don't want to sit there and be, you know, eat a quarter of a meal.
You're storing them up.
I don't just eat my corn and wait for the rest of the meal. I ate the whole meal. Right. Yeah.
Not anymore. We have to.
Netflix gives us a whole meal.
Change the game.
The chicken fried steak. We got it all. Lunchbox, what are you watching?
Right now, I just started the challenge. It started back and on MTV.
Real World.
Who's in that?
Johnny Bananas, CT. Well,
it's a reality show.
Yeah, well, it's a trick. They have all these people that have never won before, so they think, oh, yeah, all the veterans are gone. It's our time. Halfway through the season, here comes CT. Here comes Johnny Bananas. And they're going to be like, to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. What?
Almost did Ric Flair if he went, woo! Because that's what he says. He goes, to be the man, you gotta beat the man! Woo! Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, but besides that, I need a new TV show because I don't have anything that I can binge right now.
Recommend something to Lunchbox that he can start.
Did you see Stranger Things?
No, I've never seen that.
You should watch
that.
Oh,
you didn't watch Stranger Things?
No.
Like during the Super Bowl, the most excited I got was during the Stranger Things 2 commercial.
Me too.
And I wasn't, Stranger Things was an A-plus guy, but I really liked the show.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. You'll like it. Watch Stranger Things.
And it has one season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, Black Mirror.
You won't like it that much.
Yeah.
I loved it. You won't like it. Because you're not into like stuff making you feel weird and sad and technology.
Yeah, I saw.
Some of them are pretty dark.
They're really dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw one episode of Black Mirror, the first episode. I don't remember what it was about.
How could you forget the pig?
The pig one, where the guy had to do it to the pig?
What?
I went like the first season.
That's the first season.
Maybe you started at season three. Well, Black Mirror is a really dark show, and the first episode, I don't want to give any of it away, but the guy has to do it to a pig, right? And so, which makes you go, whoa, what are you watching? But I sent it over to a friend, and I was like, hey, you're going to love Black Mirror. And she replied back. She goes, why did you send me a show about people doing it to a pig? And I was like, no, it's about more than just that.
Because the crazy part is, oh my goodness, like this, what's weird about Black Mirror is it's so far out there, but it all could like really happen.
It's like technology.
It's crazy.
Mm. Eddie, what are you watching?
All right, so check it out. I started watching that OA.
Yeah.
With my wife.
Dude, crazy.
I watched like half of the first episode and she's like, I can't do this. Sorry, I'm not going to watch it.
What?
So I've had to watch this without her.
Yeah.
And so I wait for her to leave the house and I'm like, all right, sit in front of the TV. Dude, I'm watching this thing at 15 minutes at a time. So as soon as like I'm getting into it, one of the kids walks in. I'm like, all right, stop and start. So I'm in like episode 3 and I've been trying to watch it for like 3 weeks.
So good.
But I'm moving because it's hooking me.
Man.
It is.
The OA, it's good. Very entertaining.
Like, I just want to find out.
Yep.
You'll see.
And that's a Netflix. We're all, three of us are Netflixing it.
Yes.
Lunchbox is MTVing it right now.
Yeah, MTV is amazing.
I mean, there are other shows I watch.
Sure.
You mean, obviously, you watch Nashville.
Mm-hmm, Nashville.
But live, I don't watch anything live anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, am I saying anything?
That's it.
I don't really. But
what?
Do we watch anything live? I really don't. I do everything on either Hulu the next day. Probably the next day. Because after the show, once that clock has hit,
I've never
the next
even been
day,
to Hulu site.
What?
I mean, I'll tell you, I've never awesome. Typed in HULU in my life. And what? Amy's always like, Hulu Plus. Yeah. I'm like,
I'm a Hulu Plus. I pay $7. It's amazing.
I go to Netflix and I'm happy just to camp out.
Yeah, but Netflix doesn't have it. Like, I'm just saying, if you're not then I don't have to go to iTunes and buy the episode for $1.29. And you better be buying it in SD, not HD. I don't understand these people that pay $2.99.
No, Amy, I was stupid. And I didn't know there was an option until about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Lindsay goes, hey, boop, and saved me half the money I was spending on TV episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, click that SD button, people.
Wow.
If you're buying it.
Did you not
it,
know that?
No, or, I buy HD all
no,
the time.
No, don't, because there's no difference on your computer.
You're right.
No diff.
It's absolutely right.
There's high def and no def.
And you can also go to Hulu and just watch it.
I never been to Hulu.
You, Bobby, you love Hulu. That's great. That's where I watch Scandal, everything. It uploads immediately the next day. Boom, new episode of Scandal up on Hulu.
Yeah, I travel a lot where I can't get a wireless connection.
That's true. So you may need to download on iTunes. You know, different strokes for different folks, but I love Hulu.
Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL and who's been answering phones working on the show today. Hey, Matt, what are you watching, buddy? Is he even in there right anymore or no?
Yeah.
Matt, hey, there he is. What are you watching?
Busy working, sorry. I think you know the answer.
Well, I don't know. Oh, The Bachelor.
Yes,
but you watch it live because I see 100 tweets in a row. Like
I commentate and scout during the show.
If I didn't like you, I'd mute it for that.
You probably should. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's really pathetic.
He watches
Xbox
it.
Right there with me, though.
They're together.
It's good.
What do you watch that's like real, though? Like Substance?
Fixer Upper.
What's that?
Fixer Upper.
Yeah.
Chipper Gaines and Joanna Gaines.
They're cute. That
oh,
cute
it's
couple.
A house. You watch house fix-up shows?
For sure. Absolutely. Very domesticated.
Oh, wow.
And I just moved in, so I get ideas, you know, with what they do.
Wow, okay.
I watch Chopped.
Oh, that's Chopped, like a cooking network show. My nieces and nephews love that.
Yeah, like
they play Chopped
Chef,
Junior.
Or like Bakers and Fakers.
Wow, you are domesticated.
do you have a girlfriend? Or you're not married, right?
Not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Nope.
And y'all broke up? Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a while. About a year ago.
What? Wow. I had no idea. I thought you were going to get married.
Yeah,
in my head.
I mean, it was very sad. Moving on.
Amy's going, I don't know anything about that.
She was nice. I hung out with her.
Oh, you did?
What?
Yeah.
We're in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. That makes sense at all.
You just ran into him there.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, you guys didn't go
no,
like,
we didn't
on
go
any
together.
Orchestrated thing? I thought
no.
You guys. Oh.
No, I legit, when he was like, I'm in Haiti now, I'm like, well, my husband and I are going to be in Haiti now. And then we all met up and we went to dinner.
Wow. Stayed at the same place. Weird.
Yeah.
Small world.
Small.
But whenever you're a girl and you land an NFL player, like, don't you do everything possible to stay with the NFL player? Like, that's what I would do.
Nah, you know what?
I'm just telling you what I would do. Like,
She did try hard.
Yeah.
No, I'll give her that. She's a great person. We're still really good friends.
Like, I don't even care about that. I'm just talking, like metaphorically, hippocomically,
yeah,
big
yeah.
Vertically,
yeah,
I'd be like, I got an NFL
it's
player.
It's like when you land a rock star or someone plays guitar really well.
Yeah,
like
Lindsay.
Exactly, you know what? Great point. I need to do everything I can do,
but
because I'm dating a rock star.
Instead, you're like, I didn't miss you.
Amy, can we get off that?
No, it's not leaving. Like, she's not gonna let it go.
I would just like to leave this.
I
for a
like
minute.
That you're being honest about it, but I want
no,
you. You
what
gotta
happened
figure out
was,
why you
I
don't
was,
miss people.
It's
you
not
only
that.
Miss your dog,
Amy. I was gone. We didn't see each other for 4 days. I'm okay. We were on FaceTime every day for like 3 times a day, and we knew we weren't going to be gone for weeks at a time. Yeah. And so she was like, hey, I missed you. She goes, did you miss me or whatever? And I was like, not really. I didn't miss you. I like it when we're together more than when we're not. But we weren't apart long enough for me to be like, I just really missed
you. Should
and I was so busy. Honestly, I was just busy on the weekend.
Yeah.
Traveling.
You probably stay busy because you didn't want to miss her. You know, you should. Are you going to tally how
stop with your little comments underneath your breath and go back to nice Amy. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
How many days you should do an experiment? How many days until Bobby misses her?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Hey, Matt Overton from the NFL, Indianapolis Colts. Do you have to worry about girls like trying to trap you guys?
Like catfish?
No. Like get pregnant. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I bet there has to be like locker room talk, like the veterans tell the younger guys, right?
Yeah, it's a talk we have. It's like a sit down. You know, talk, it's a serious discussion.
Oh, for sure.
We call them snags. They're called snags.
Because they snag you?
Yeah.
Like your life. Like you're going along and then boom.
Yeah,
you get
bad situations.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Dang.
Oh, I didn't know they had a name.
You gotta be careful. You just gotta be smart, you know?
I wonder if I'm Lindsay Snag.
or are you hers?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm her snag.
Yeah.
She, like she's moving along and I snag up her whole plan. Oh, no.
Wow, snags.
Yeah. That's not a bad term. It's like snag you. It's not like hag.
I know, but you don't want to be a snag.
No. The Bobby Bones Show.
That'll do her. That means show's over.
Yeah. Get her done.
No.
Oh, we already did.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Anybody's doing comedy act. Heads up. Hey, so what are you doing today?
Funny and alone. Today I'm sewing. Yesterday I got my fabric. Today I sew. I'll
wow, it's so dramatic. Like, today I sew.
Yeah. Well, because I haven't sewn in years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what could come from this?
Yeah. Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
Today I have Kid Power, so I'll be volunteering.
What exactly is Kid Power? You talk about it, and I know it's good for kids, but when you just say, I have Kid Power, I think, wow, you have Kid Power. That's neat. You have power of a kid.
It's an after-school program that works with the inner-city youth. It's a low-income area. Gives them somewhere safe to go after school and just kind of try to teach them about life and helps them with homework. And
that's awesome.
Keeps them off the streets.
Like a mentor of sorts.
Yeah, and then I'm a mentor to a couple kids. So,
do they know you're cool or no?
Yeah, some of them know I'm cool.
But do they know you're cool, like on the radio cool?
Yeah, because that's how I met them, is some of the kids came in here for one of reward things, and then that's how I got involved. And so some of them know, but some have no idea. And some people say they see me on TV, but I'm like, I'm not on TV.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people come and go, I watch you every morning, and I know what they mean. I mean, they listen to us every morning.
Oh, well, I'm always like, well, I'm not on TV, but yeah, you are. They think so I'm like, okay.
Sure. I'm Matt Lauer. Thank you for being here. I got a couple things. So I'm doing my stand-up comedy tour.
Yeah.
So I'm writing today.
Oh, today's a write day?
It's a write day.
A write sesh?
A write sesh.
Who gets invited to those?
I wrote last night, and then I wrote today. They're not comedy jokes. I'm writing comedy songs. So I write with music.
All right.
I'm actually writing with.
But I'm busy.
I'm writing with Walker Hayes.
Oh, he's good. Lyrical
today.
Genius.
He is.
You're lucky to have him.
I'm very lucky to have him. That's correct. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm gonna work out, get some meetings. I have three conference calls. Would you like to be on them for me? They don't even know I'm there. Like you could come on and go, I'm Bobby, and they'd be like, okay, cool, Bobby's here. Let's start the call. They don't even care that I'm there most of the time.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I used to love conference calls,
but not
anymore.
If you want to order my paperback, it comes out on February 14th. That's coming up less than a week. It's only $10 on Amazon.
Only $10.
Yeah, it's like $5 off. So it's up. It's called Bare Bones, and it comes out next week. So it's up too. Thank you. See you on Thursday, guys. Bye. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.